Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick. As we wonder what's next in our chaotic election, it might be worth paying attention to the rise of this politician.
We need to define who is allowed to stay, who's going to go back. And then we need to talk about, after that, about migration laws.
She is Franka Petri, and this weekend, her Alternative for Germany party gave the German establishment a bloody nose in much the same way that Donald Trump has done to Republicans here. Both are benefiting from a brand of nationalist populism. It's given Trump a big lead over his rivals for the GOP nomination, and for Petri, a big upset in regional elections, taking on the might of Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democratic Union party. Now, we know Trump has vowed to keep Muslims from entering the United States and believes that, quote, Islam hates us. But in Germany, Middle Eastern and Muslim refugee migration is a fact of life. And it's the influx of 1 million refugees, many of them from Iraq and Syria into Germany, that's led to the rise of Petri's far-right populist Alternative for Germany party. As party co-leader, she campaigned on the issue, saying police must prevent illegal border crossings using firearms if necessary. Rika Havertz is online editor and writer for Taz, a leftist newspaper in Berlin.
We've seen the rise of like right-wing and nationalist parties throughout Europe, and there hasn't been a huge rise in party landscape with right-wing parties here in Germany. But of course, given our history, we've been always really reluctant to talk about xenophobia and racism, and we've been trying to be aware of our history, and I think we thought we've been handling all this very well. But the rise of the AfD apparently shows that a lot of people are afraid and that this is a very emotional topic, and it is not a big surprise for a lot of people who are watching this closely that the AfD is so successful right now.
And does this mean that many in her own party may be looking over their right shoulders for the next election, that maybe they're next to get defeated by a right-wing alternative?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm sure of that. I mean, they've seen that people are moving towards the AfD from multiple angles. I mean, it's the non-voters, it's like frustrated conservatives, it's even left-wing people are voting for them. So there seems to be that the party establishment in Germany is kind of deteriorating. And so Merkel and her party, they have to find an answer to that. They have serious problems within the CDU trying to make a point that we are the conservative party that you can go to if you want answers on this question.
So how do you assess the election results and Angela Merkel's position here?
Well, definitely it's a setback for her politics of welcoming refugees. She has said that repeatedly over the last couple of months. We are able to deal with the refugee crisis, always trying to get a European approach on a solution that is like a European solution, not all nations just doing what they think is best. And the results of the Alternative Party for Germany last weekend is definitely a setback for her politics.
Does the deal that Germany is trying to work out with the EU along with Turkey help at all? Has that helped convince German voters that an end to the crisis may be in sight?
Well, apparently it hasn't helped her. And the last meeting, the last summit they had with the European Union leaders and Turkey, they didn't reach an agreement on that. So I think that was kind of her plan, that she wanted to like reach an agreement with Turkey prior to the elections to signal their voters like we are doing something about this and we are listening to the fear you're having of the huge amount of people coming into this country. But because she didn't achieve this deal, I think a lot of people are frustrated and they are disappointed in our like big parties like Merkel's party and the center-left party, the SPD, and so they're looking for alternatives. And apparently the AfD, the Alternative for Germany, seems to be an alternative for a lot of people right now.
Regional election victories for Germany's right-wing political party challenging Chancellor Angela Merkel's ability to deal with the refugee crisis there. Rika Havertz, online editor and writer for Taz. Thank you so much.
Thank you.